Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor-elect D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Pastor-elect Ashima Douglas. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. So, the scripture for this morning, Deuteronomy 33 and 27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Again, Deuteronomy 33 and 27 states, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Definitely want to give a shout-out to the countries listening in. Mexico, United States, Canada, Brazil, United Kingdom, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Germany, Kenya, Jamaica, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Russia, Zimbabwe, Bulgaria, and now Israel. Thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, you're not in this fight by yourself. Continue to stand on the word of God. Know that we are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Keep pushing through.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. Our scripture for this morning is going to be Deuteronomy was the scripture. We bless God. We thank God for it. Did you pray? We're going to pray. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for the broadcast on this morning. Father, we thank you for just being God all by yourself. Father, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voice, God. God, even the ones that in those rural countries, God, that are listening in. God, we pray that you would touch and protect and keep and watch over them. Put your hand of mercy and grace on them. God, guide and meet them on every hand. God, let them know that even in the midst of this, God, you are your God and you are your God all by yourself. And beside you, my God, there is no other. Father, we trust and know and believe and understand that if it had not been for your grace, your mercy, and your tender loving and your kindness, God, God, we ourselves would not be here. So, Father, we give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion. God, we thank you for strength, health, and life. God, we thank you for speaking, God, into the ear gates of those that need to hear. God, on this morning, God, a word of strength and a word of power. God, give this to them understanding and grace, God, to be able to continue the good fight of faith and not be weary in well-doing. God, but in all things, seek you first. And God, in all your righteousness and everything else will be added unto them. Father, we pray that you would strengthen them from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet, that in the midst of all that the enemy is trying and in all the words that the enemy has spoken to their ear gate, God, that you are not only just God, but you are God all by yourself. God, build and correct and construct, God, each and every situation, each and every individual, God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus that we pray. God, that we understand, God, that you will do it. God, because you said that you have never failed us yet. So we thank you, Father God, for not failing us, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in and partnering up. Remember, that number is 563-999-3628. Remember, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And we are here to encourage, inspire, strengthen you through the word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And this morning, guys, we got a really good, solid word for you this morning. So continue to listen in. We're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross the river.
My Lord,
I wanna be free from sin.
Life is over.
Just wanna have eternal life.
glad you came. Glad you came.
Welcome back, welcome back. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Man of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, we're going to go into Matthew chapter number 12. Matthew chapter number 12. We're just going to read two passages of scripture this morning. We're going to read two passages of scripture, and we'll derive from our reading verses 43 and 44. Matthew chapter number 12, verses 43 and 44. And once we read that, we will arrive to our thought this morning.
When an improved spirit comes out of a person, it goes to a ride, places to seek, place seeking rest, and does not find it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, I will return to the house I left.
Mm-hmm.
When it arrives, it found the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order.
Amen. Amen. The King James Version reads like this. It says, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes to dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Then he says, I will return to my house. I will return to my house from which, and when he came, he found it empty, swept, and put in order. Empty, swept, and put in order. Father, we thank you for the reading, the hearers, the doers of your word. Father, hide me behind the cross, God, for these few moments that I see. God, I pray that you would just speak through me, God, use me as a vessel, that you would, God, use me as God. And as we speak, God, give me the glory, God, to be able to be terrified. God, I take these old lips of clay, God, and cause them to be, God, used as your weapon of warfare in this time and in this season. God, let not the enemy have his way, but Father, we pray that you would have your way on today. God, seek out those that need to be sought out, God, and strengthen those that need to be strengthened. Encourage those that need to be encouraged. Empower those that need to be empowered. God, and give deliverance to those that need to be delivered. God, we thank you in advance, God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Amen. On this morning, our thought will come from that B portion it says, and when he came, he found it empty, swept, and put in order. The word that B portion of chapter 44, it says, and when he came, he found it empty, swept, and put in order. This morning, we want to deal with the danger of being in order but being empty. The danger of being in order but empty. I'm going to say that again because that helps somebody. The danger of being in order but empty. And here we find Matthew teaching this lesson. And Matthew's account of this is just a little bit different from the other accounts as we take a look and read into this this passage of scripture, because what we read and we find that Matthew talks about how the house is swept and put in order. One translation says garnished. I wanted to kind of deal with those two together.
But if give me a moment, I'll help you. That word garnish, if you look at it in a restaurant term, I don't know if you ever been to a fine dining establishment. You know, the fine dining establishment, they bring out to you to the plate. And when they bring that plate out to you, it's a beautiful plate. They got the sauce just right, and they got the meat just right, and they got the vegetables just right, and they got this. They sometimes they'll put a sprig of parsley, or they'll sprinkle on some chives, or they'll sprinkle on some red pepper flakes. It'll bring the plate out. It'll bring the ambiance of the plate together. But what happens when this plate comes out and it looks good? It's been presented real well. But when you go back into the kitchen, come on here. In the kitchen, inside of the kitchen, is an uproar. Everything is everywhere. Everything is going on. All that's on the plate ain't nothing that don't represent nothing that's inside the kitchen. The plate looks good. The plate looks real fine. It's a real beautiful plate, but the kitchen itself is in an uproar. The meat is not in temperature, and watch this here. And the vegetables, they look good when they come out, but where they were sitting at, they were sitting on top of the trash can lid. Come on here, let me help you. It looked good because watch this. It was presented in a way to where we thought. Come on here, preacher, that we thought that it would be just the perfect thing, but the house itself. The plate looked good, but the house, the back of the house, is empty. Empty of order, empty of what needs to be put together. It's empty of what all that we need to be focused on and understanding, because we got this beautiful plate, ladies and gentlemen. But the way that the house looks, it's just in an uproar. It's been ransacked, if you would. It's been torn from one side of the house to the other. It don't look nothing like the place. And see, anytime the enemy can come in and he can see you got on a good front. Come on here. The Bible says it like this. You clean the outside of the cup, but inside the cup is filled with dead man's bones. You look good on the outside, baby. You look like you in order. You look like you got it all together. But down on the inside, you're dealing with the double-minded man syndrome. You're dealing with come on here. You're dealing with all the anxieties of life. And instead of you putting focus on you being empty on the inside and trying to fill it up. You got all of these other anxieties and all of these other issues and all of these other transpiring car problems that you got going on. You're dealing in that place, and now the house is empty. Looks like it's got order from the outside. But it's empty. I'm going to tell you how the enemy knows that you got some issues. Anytime the enemy can go and he can see that you've been delivered from that one particular thing. Yes, God. Anytime the enemy can come and he could see that you've been delivered from a place.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got other issues that you're dealing with. You may not be a smoker or a drinker no more, but you still deal with fornication. Mm, come on, preacher, you're going to get in some trouble, but I'm already in the water, so I might as well go and go. You may not be a homemonger anymore, but you still got your eyes. You got a wondering eye. You still got that look of lust in your eyes. You still deal with that. You may not be a fornicator, but you're a liar. Come on here. Come on, preacher. You work in the text today. You may come on. And I'm not saying that we got to be perfect, but what I'm saying is we need even though we got issues, we got going on. We need to be, watch this here, we need to be filling ourselves up with something. Come on. Because, see, if that's the only thing, come on, kid. If that's the only thing, you see, the house is empty. So if the house is empty, watch this here. The Bible says, he went and got seven greater than himself. Now, ladies and gentlemen, can I be the help that you need to hear on tonight? Can I be the words of wisdom and power on tonight to give you what I'm on this morning to give you what you need to help you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny? I'm going to give it to you real plain and simple. He went and got seven more greater than himself. See, because what he realized is you may not be dealing with me today. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But if I bring my boy, not only will you be dealing with them, but you're going to be dealing with me. You got to be careful that when your house is empty, that you are very attentive to what's going on around you, because I understand the spirit is gone, but you need to put something down on the inside. If y'all saw me in television land, if y'all saw me, if y'all looking at, if I was on my Facebook Live, I'm holding up the word. See, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what you got going on in your life, the pandemic has brought all of us out the closet. He even brought all the closet people out. The pandemic just didn't smooth everybody. But listen, let me tell you something. Even though you may be dealing with some things, let me help you real quick. You need to take this here thing right here that I got in my hand, like my grandmother said, this right here. Take this here to your right here, and you need to put this inside of you. As much of it as you could possibly take. If you got, oh Lord, if you don't do nothing but read two or three scriptures a day, you need, because see, the most important things about being in a place where the spirit has left out, you got to put something in you to fight. See, it's one thing to be healed from sickness, come on, but it's another thing to put your body back in a lot. It's another thing to put your body back in alignment. See, you have to ask it when you have been sick. You don't go straight to eating church's chicken. You don't come on here. You don't go straight. Come on, you just come out of sickness. You don't go straight to eating Kentucky chicken, because what's this? The grease from the chicken is gonna upset your stomach again. Come on here. It's real good. Just get you some vegetables. Get you some fruit. Eat you a salad. Come on here. Drink you some water. Drink you some orange juice. Drink you some grapefruit juice. Drink you something that's gonna make your body line back up. Drink some green tea. Align your body back up with what needs to be aligned, because if we're not careful, ladies and gentlemen, watch this. We can get to the place to where we'll be delivered from a thing, but watch this, we'll still be empty, and we'll still be in a place to where God, help me. God, deliver me. God, set me free. Because I don't understand why I am where I am. Broken, battered, and abused, left for dead. Because you were caught being empty. See, one of the most important things is, come on here, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to the destiny. One of the most important things about this is this. This is what you have to understand. This is what you grasp. If you don't grasp nothing else, I got said on this morning, if you don't get nothing else I said on this morning, one of the worst places you can be is be empty when the enemy shows up. Don't be empty when the enemy shows. Come on. Let me come chill. Come just a little bit closer. Get a little closer to the computer. Get a little closer to your iPhone. Get a little closer to your laptop. Get a little closer to your iPad. Come on. Get a little closer. One of the worst things in the world is to be empty when the enemy shows up, because when the enemy shows up, you have to realize something about the enemy. If you don't understand nothing else, watch the tip. The enemy, the devil watched Job. Not only did he watch Job, but he took a ride by Job. Oh, come on, preacher. You should have let these people up. He took a ride by Job's house. just to check to see what Job had going on. Job's house was fortified with God. We have to realize, that even in this text, even in that text of Job, and the devil, and y'all, let's take a real quick little glimpse into Job 1. It says that the sons of God was assembling themselves before God, and watch what happened. He said, and the devil was among them. And he said, God asked the devil, he said, where are you going? He said, to and fro. And he said, have you considered my servant Job? Can I put a pin right there? This is the reason why you need to make sure that you're not empty. Hello, lights and walls. Good morning. How y'all doing? God bless you. Thank you so much for showing up. We appreciate you. You the one that you keeping the structure together this morning. We appreciate you. God bless you. Yeah. See, you got to realize something. I'm gonna help y'all this morning. I'm gonna bless y'all life. Watch this here. You got to realize that God will send Satan because he said, had you considered my servant Job? See, you have to operate and live your life, watch him, as if you will be considered at any time. Come on, preacher, you're going to mess these people up. You got to live your life like you're going to be considered at any time, not at any day, at any moment. I'm going to get that phone call, and they're going to say, hey, Rail, everything around you started falling apart. Hey, Rail, listen, I hate to be the bad news, but this and that happened. See, when you're not empty, it won't shake you. If y'all know the story about Job. Job lost everything. He lost his kids. He lost the respect of his wife. He lost the respect of his friends. He lost the respect of his allies. And then watch this here. Not only that, Job lost all of his Cadillacs. He lost all of his sheep. He lost everything. Job was, and money, all of it gone. Job sitting there and sitting in sackcloth and ashes after he even shaved his head. Lost everything. But the one thing, while all of that was going on, watch the beautiful part. Even though it got to the sackcloth and ashes, before that, Job shaved his head. Job shaved his head. And he fell to his face. And he said, naked I came into this world. Naked shall I return. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was befuddled. I was dumb. For him to speak that speaks volumes about Job. Because I'm just going to be honest with you, boo-boo, if it was me, girl, please, child, please, honey, please, boo-boo, please, I would have been a blubbering mess. They would have had to pick me up off the floor. And I got a whole bunch of guarding me. I know who I'm called to, and I know where I'm called at. I know what I'm operating in. I know the power that God has given me. But I'm telling you now, I personally would have been a blubbering mess. They would have been scraping me up off the pavement. But Job spoke something so profound. He said, naked though I come into this world, naked shall I return. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This shows two things to me. Relationship and covenant. Babies, let me help y'all real quick. The most important thing about when you live in this life that you live and doing the things that you need that you do, you got to have relationship and you got to have covenant. See, let me help you. There is no such thing as a religion. I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm okay. I'm good with this. There's no such thing as a religion. This is what man has created. Man has created. When it comes to God, people of God, there is no such thing as a religion. Man has made religion. God created relationship. Watch this. God created a relationship and covenant. When those two come together, you have to, oh, Lord, you got a real good foundation when you got a relationship with God and you got a covenant. See, that covenant, all that covenant is a, come on, preacher, and preach then. That relationship and that covenant, when they come together, you can best believe no matter what you got going on in your life, no matter how bad it may look, no matter what your situation and circumstance may be going on in your life, when you got relationship and covenant, when them two together, man, listen, it can be one of the greatest storms of your life. You will be shaken. You will be battered. You will be bruised, but you'll never be by yourself. It may feel like you, come on then, talk, sir. You may feel like you by yourself. Listen, it may be a by yourself experience. Come on. It may be a I'm all alone in this all by myself. Oh, Lord, I'm by myself. You know, you sing that song. You know, nobody knows the troubles I see. Nobody knows. You know, you get that you get that baritone real deep and good. But watch this here. You may be by yourself, but you're never alone. God has you covered when you have a covenant and a relationship. This is why it's important that when the enemy comes after you get into a relationship with God, people of God, that, watch this here, you build a covenant with God. You get, oh my God, who am I preaching to? You get into a covenant and into a relationship, and you connect with some people, and you connect with some places. But watch this here, they will pass away, but watch this, God said that he will never leave us or forsake us. Never have I seen the righteous forsake. No, his seed begging for bread. We got to get to the place, people of God, to where even though our circumstances and situations may not always line up like we want them to, they may not always come together like we want them to, they may not always meet the bills, may keep coming. Oh, my God. Watch the thing. Let me bless you to your best place and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Don't feel, man. You may have more money than you got feel, but can I help you? You got more God than you got problems. Come on here. I got 99 problems, but my God will provide and meet everyone. Come on here. I'm understanding now that no matter where I may be, God has already said, come on, I feel my daddy running up and down my spine right now. I understand now that my mobility, my instability, my capability are all lined up with God, no matter how it looks. If I trust in him and lean not to my own understanding and all my ways and knowledge, he shall direct my path. My path can only be directed. Shandiri O Shabai. Rokotamban Sandiri Ansan. Chondorobo She. Rishiti Katai. Bandiri O Shandiri O Mama. Y'all forgive me. My path can only be directed if I learn how to lean on God. It is in him we live. It's in him we breathe. It's in him we have our being. And when I learn this, I'm not walking around empty. When I learn this, I'm not walking around empty. I got something down on the inside of it. Even if it ain't no more in a song, I will bless the Lord at all times, and I may his praises shall continually be in my mouth. If I ain't got nothing, but I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding and all my ways and knowledge. If it ain't no more, then God is not able, but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think. Even if it's no more than the 23rd number of the songs, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, They comfort me. I understand now that no matter where I find myself at, God is not just able, but he's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask of him. He is able to move me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. From just this place, he'll move me to purpose. Not only from just this place, but he'll move me to joy. Not only just to this place, but he'll move me to hope. Not only will he move me from this place, but he'll move me into abundance because I learned how to trust in him. I learned how to depend on him. I learned how to look for the healed was coming my help, and my help comes from the Lord. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, you comfort me. Oh, Lord, I don't get weary and well doing, because in due season I shall reap if I faint not. I understand now. Good God, from Zion, I understand now. I understand now that it is in him that all things are possible. I know he'll make way. I know. He will do just what he said he's going to do. I know that it is God that is able to do just what he said. Even though the storms of life are raging, poking, battered, and abused, I myself in a place I can't be empty. I gotta keep on filling up. Who am I helping this morning? Keep on filling up. Don't give up in this thing. Keep on filling up. God. Keep on filling up. Oh, Lord. Get on your face and keep on filling up. Talk to the Lord in the middle hour. Keep on filling up. God, I'm my son. Get in the motion of my fire. Keep on filling up. Keep on calling on his name. God, when weariness has hit the land, keep on filling up. When famine is running rapid throughout the land, keep on filling up. Oh, Lord. When the enemy come in like a flood, keep on filling up. God, have mercy right now, yeah. Even when the enemy, even my friends come to eat of my flesh, oh, Lord have mercy. Keep on filling up. You got to understand that it is not until you seal up that you're going to be able to go somewhere. God, help me right through here. Your spiritual walk is a representation of your car. If you want to go anywhere, you got to fill it up. And you got to keep maintenance on it. Good God from Zion. Every so often, you need to stop in for all change. Every so often, you got to come in and get your spiritual tires rotated. Every once in a while, you got to come in and get a spiritual tune-up. Every once in a while, good God from Zion. You got to come in and you got to pull on your electrical cords and make sure that your connectivity is right. Every once in a while, you command Shotoranda Masinai. Every once in a while, you got to get your brake pads changed. Good God from Zion. Who am I preaching to? Every so often, you got to go in and you got to get your car cleaned. You got to do some maintenance on your ride. Every once in a while, you got got to get your spirit man reboosted and rejuvenated. So you got to go into prayer, not just any prayer, effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, availing much. You got to get in and you got to talk to the Lord. Y'all excuse me for a moment and let me talk to the Lord. Give me a couple of minutes here. Father, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we bless, magnify, and glorify you. God, because we've been having nothing for you on our side. Father, where would we be? Father, so this morning, right now, God, God, in the midst of all that's going on, the storm clouds are raging. The enemy is at our doorpost. The enemy is on the outpost. The enemy is among the camp. The enemy is coming in by the back side. The enemy is coming in on the right side. The enemy is coming in on the left side. The enemy is coming in from the front. But I understand what your word says. Your word says they'll come in one way, but you'll send them out seven different ways. I understand, Lord, that my mind right now may not be all together, but you said in your word that you'll keep those whose mind is stayed on you. God, I understand that my heart get a little weary, but you said in your word that to put on my breastplate of righteousness. Ah, Lord, you said in your word that don't think it's strange when the trials of life come against you. You said in your word that I'm going to understand. Stand therefore with my Lord's girl about with truth. I understand now, God, that even though my mind may not be all together, but I understand, God, that it's a dangerous place to have a double mind, God, because the word says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So my mind, my mind is covered in you. My heart is covered in you, and in you I live, it's in you I breathe, it's in you I have my being. I can't do this by myself. God, I need you, 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 I need you. I need you, oh God. Weary, battered and bruised, but Father, it's in you. The one says, some trust in horses, some trust in chairs, but we shall remember. The name of the Lord. What are you calling? What name are you calling in the midnight hour? You got to learn how to stay full. And how you do that, people of God, is you continue to call on the name of the Lord. For his name, every knee shall bow, and his name, every tongue shall confess. Anything that has a name, watch if it has to be subject to the name of Jesus. Cancer has a name. It has a tongue. Ah, Shanda Basa. Hey, come on here. It got the mouth. Diabetes has a name. It got a tongue. It has the mouth. Everything. The name of Jesus. And we bless you. Father, thank you. Father, there were those that came empty. Lord, thank you. Thank you for filling them, not just to capacity, but filling them to purpose, filling them to peace, filling them to joy,
sending them to deliverance, sending them to hope, sending them to strength, sending them to wisdom, sending them to desire. Filling them to purpose. Filling them that they may be able to continue in their life. And in that grace, God. And in that wisdom, we thank you. We glory. So cool. We thank you, Lord. We bless your mighty name. And we give you glory today, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. I hope that this helped you on this morning. I hope this gave you some strength. I hope this gave you some power. I hope this gave you some wisdom and some understanding. And we stay sealed. Because the enemy will come to test the water. That made me almost want to preach again. The enemy will come to test the water. He will come to see if the thing that he left is still in shambles. Don't be caught looking good on the outside. Don't have nothing in it. Ain't no purpose, ain't no power, ain't no grace, ain't no wisdom. You're just sitting there. Don't get caught up. Fill up. Used to sing a song in the old Baptist church that turn on the light from heaven, and let it fill my soul. Just talk with Jesus, just a little talk with Jesus. I know you get weary. I know you get frustrated. I know you get angry. I know you get tired. But there is a place in God called peace. You got to just trust in him. And let him be the one that got it. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You got to listen to the Worldwide Gospel.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
fire. We are the temple. You are the voice. We are your song. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe.
Yeah. not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make the way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you. An hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh,
amen. Y'all pray over me. Pause the place too much. Amen, amen, amen. What a word today. We hope that we encouraged and inspired you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. The Overcome Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. One of the most important things, people, that we have to be mindful of, one of the most important things, Super God, we have to be mindful of in this season is that this relationship thing that we talk about, it's not to be taken lightly. Super God, it's not to be taken lightly. It's time for us to get in our rightful place. It's time for us to get into our rightful positions in God. And then to do that, you have to build that relationship. Y'all, I know y'all heard me as I was preaching about the relationship and the covenant with God. One of the most important things right now is that we need to have a relationship and a covenant with God, especially in the season that we're in right now. There must be a defining portion that we profess in this life. Because the enemy's desire, people of God, is to wreak as much havoc as he possibly can, to cause as much conflict as he possibly can, and cause us to give in and throw in the towel. But I understand and I know that the God that we serve, he is greater than whatever our condition or situation may be. When we learn how to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge him, he shall most definitely direct our path. So in that saying, in that mindset, in that mind, I want to give you this opportunity to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. Very simple, it's not complex, it's not complicated. Just receive him in a prayer. And as I pray, we introduce that scripture again in Romans 10 and 9. When I read that, just go ahead and just receive him. Just say, Father, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Very, very simple, not complicated at all. And I guarantee you, when you receive him, it'll make your life a whole lot better. It'll make things better for you. I promise it will. So let us pray. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these are people that are under the sound of my voice. Father, I pray today, God, that you would touch them, God, in a way like only you know how. Father, give them strength, give them wisdom, give them power, give them grace, give them understanding. And even in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the rain, God, not only are you able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask of. Father, I pray right now, God, that you would touch the minds of those that desire to, Lord, give their lives over to you right now. Father, we pray, God, we pray. And in this moment, God, that they lay all of their issues, their problems, their things that they struggle with, their sins of their past, God, the sins of their presence. Right now, God, we ask that you would touch them as they lay these things on the altar and fulfill them, seal them right now, God. God, they come emptying themselves out, God, seal them again. Fill them, God, with that they need on this morning. God, give to them, God, the desires of their heart to be better in you, to know you better than what they know you, to have a more effective relationship with you, Father. Give them the understanding that even though the enemy may be trying to come in against them like a flood, Father, that you have built up a standard against them. Father, they come today confessing, God, as you said in Romans 10 and 9, it simply says that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, that they will be saved. They come professing that today, God. And there are those right now, God, that are lifting up their hands to receive you as their Lord and Savior. Now, I pray for those, God, that are straddling the fence, the ones that are in that place of decision and don't know how to operate and walk in this thing. God, we pray for them right now. Father, our prayer is that they make a conscious and positive decision, God, before it's too late. We pray that you would build them, strengthen them, guide them, instruct them, empower them, God, as they go through what they're going through. Let them not be weary and well-doing. Let them faint not in the fight. God, let them not get caught into this thing called life. God, and they missed their turn. They missed the opportunity to have a relationship with you. Father, we thank you in advance for all things being made well. We thank you for your glory being revealed, and lives being elevated, minds being transformed, in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so much. Well, thank you so much for this opportunity, this chance, this moment that you have that you have given to us to be able to speak life. Excuse me. To you, so we spoke to you, spoke through you, and we spoke over your life. We thank you for allowing us that opportunity to be able to do that on this morning. Our prayers that something was said or done, song was maybe prayed, maybe a scripture that was read, maybe a word was spoken that encouraged you and gave you the strength to go on. We would also like to let you know that in that prayer that those of you all that received on this morning, we pray that with these three keys that we have will bless you on this morning. One, get you a really good Bible. Two, find you a church home. Right now, the pandemic is crazy. We want you guys to know that if you desire to go into churches, we're not telling you not to, but your desire is to be inside of the church, please make sure that you put your mask on. Please make sure that you sanitize your hand. Please make sure you practice social distancing. The pandemic is still yet alive and well, and we're praying for those that are stricken with this COVID-19 virus. Also, we would like to make sure that you guys know that when you go into the church, make sure that individual person that is preaching the word, that person that's bringing the word, that life that they present before you in the pulpit is the same life that they presented outside the pulpit. You can tell the difference between the two. Those of you all who are looking for church home, we are the pastors of the Abba House International. Please feel free to check us out. We are on Facebook. We do our services live on Facebook. We do our Tuesday night Bible studies and our Tuesday night Bible study and our Sunday morning service, our Tuesday night Bible study and our Sunday morning services is at 10:30 a.m. Please feel free to jump on. You can do so by going to your Facebook page and sending out a friend request. A friend request will go to the Abba House, and whenever there is something going on, you will receive a link. And that will be the link that we'll give you to tell you that we are live and that we're on, and that you can join us live on the live feed. We will be just excited to have you guys come on board and to listen in. We thank God for you. We thank God for your time on this morning. Thank you for taking us out. We also would like to invite you to sow into the ministry on this morning. Those of you all who would desire to sow, you can go through your Zelle or through your Cash App, and you can send money to us that way. That Zelle is 832-816-7997. Also, you can go to 832-816-7933. You can also go to your PayPal, and that PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that is paypal.me/worldwidegc. You can also go to your Cash App, and your Cash App, $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. We look forward to you guys sowing. And remember, those that talk, and when you guys sow into us, you sow into this ministry. That you sow into us, we sow into others. This is how you reap a harvest in a man's field that you did not plant. When you sow into our life, we take that same money that you sow into us and we sow into others. And they take that money, they sow into others, and so on and so on. And this is how you reap a harvest from a field you did not plant. Now, it will always come back monetarily. We come back in all kinds of ways. So remember that. Remember, it's more than just the finances that when you sow. God gives us a yield, that's an increase in many ways, in many ways. So please make sure that you guys continue to connect with us, continue to be a part of us, continue to sow. Those of you all who are sowing, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And we ask you that you continue to share the broadcast. And as you share the broadcast, we know that it goes and it travels and it goes and travels throughout the city, the country, and the world. We've seen this happen. Amen. We've seen this happen. So God bless you. We thank you so much, and we love you so much, and we appreciate you for all that you do. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. We pray that his covering and peace and joy be continuously with you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Share.
Everybody. Let the church say, amen. Oh,
what the devil.